From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is expected to announce detailed changes to the nation's airline security watch lists after meeting with his top security officials today. Mr. Obama ordered reviews of policies and procedures following the failed Christmas Day attack on a Northwest Airlines jet. Security already has been tightened at U.S. and 11 other airports worldwide. The United States Embassy in Yemen has been reopened 2 days after it was temporarily closed in response to what it said were al-Qaeda threats and came as concern grew about stability in the poorest Arab country. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will do its part to try to help bring about stability in Yemen.
We are going to listen and consult with those who have long experience in Yemen, such as Qatar does, both His Majesty, His Excellency, and others, and work together to try to encourage the government to take steps that will lead to a more lasting period of peace and stability.
The British and French embassies resumed operations but remain closed to the public, diplomats at those embassies have reported. A suicide bomber involved in last week's attack on a CIA base in Afghanistan reportedly was a Jordanian doctor recruited by Jordanian intelligence to support U.S. efforts against al-Qaeda. The suspect was arrested over a year ago and was thought to be a supporter of U.S. and Jordanian efforts to fight al-Qaeda. Officials say he was invited to the base where the attack occurred because he claimed that he had information about an aide to Osama bin Laden. 7 CIA employees and a Jordanian intelligence officer were killed in last week's attack. Growers in Florida will be watching over their fields closely this week as nighttime temperatures dip below near freezing. From member station WGCU, Valerie Auker reports.
Crops threatened by the unusually cold weather include strawberries, tomatoes, sweet corn, squash, cucumbers, and green beans. Lisa Lockridge with the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association says growers will be keeping late nights, watching the mercury, and tending their fields.
The strawberry growers crank up their sprinklers and use irrigation to put a layer of ice over the plants to protect them from the freezing and below freezing temperatures. And other growers, like tomato growers, for example, also use irrigation to keep the ground warm.
Strawberry and tomato plants are particularly vulnerable to cold weather. Most of the fruits and vegetables sold in this country during the winter months are grown in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker in Fort Myers.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 27 points, closing today at 10,681. This is NPR News. A new study shows that the financial firms making the riskiest mortgages also lobbied Congress the hardest on mortgage legislation before the 2008 crash. NPR's Peter Overby has the story.
The study comes from three economists at the International Monetary Fund. It covers lobbying on 34 pieces of legislation that Congress considered between 1999 and 2007. Here's what happened with these firms that lobbied aggressively compared with the rest of the mortgage industry. These firms took more risks when they wrote mortgages. They resold a higher percentage of their mortgages into the bond market. Mortgage delinquencies grew faster in areas where these firms' sales grew faster. And when the crash came, these firms' stocks fell farther. The study's authors wrote, "The political influence of the financial industry can be a source of systemic risk." The study is not an official document of the IMF. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Lawmakers in Taiwan have voted to reinstate a ban on some U.S. beef imports, reversing an earlier deal between the two nations. The Thai legislature's vote follows public concern that the Taiwanese government lacks adequate safeguards against mad cow disease. The American Institute in Taiwan, the de facto U.S. embassy on the island, says the move undermines Taiwan's credibility as a responsible trading partner and its own research findings. Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei index is up 27 points. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 155. The Nasdaq rose 39. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.